Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Vita Blue. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting second. The center fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Biff Pocoroba. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Rocket. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Rocket settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rocket scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a pop-up towards short. Lemaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rocket scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball four. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth misplays the ball. That's an error on Gilbreth. LeMaster scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Harris moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pat Rocket is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocket hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Necro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Necro strikes out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gilbreth moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Gilbreth scores. Bonnell moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rocket scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LeMaster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue bunts towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0-for-1 in the game. Pocoroba hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Rocket is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocket is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocket hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Burrows moves to second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pocoroba hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivey hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Pat Rocket is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocket is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocket hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-2 in the game. Niekro hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gilbreth hits a pop-up towards the mound. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Vita Blue. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Dwyer scores. It's Giants, 5, Braves, 5. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Horner reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. Burrows moves to third. It's 7-6, Giants. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burrows scores. Horner scores. It's 8-7, Braves. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pocoroba hits a line drive. Pocoroba is thrown out after the base hit. Murphy goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 9-7, Braves. Pat Rocket is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocket is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocket bunts towards the mound. Moffitt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Beal pinch hits for Phil Niekro. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 7. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonnell takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Bonnell moves to second. Roland Office pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Bonnell moves to third. Office moves to second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Roland Office now playing center field. Barry Bonnell now playing left field. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first, with Garber covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 7. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.